book once about the idea of Purim. So the question is, what is the Purim? Haman was Hippel Pur, Huagarol, the Tehaman. So the pasuk says that it's called Purim Hashem Pur. So why is the name of the Yom Tov Pur, as opposed to Purim? So I spoke about that one time. I want to approach it maybe now a little bit homiletically. There's a Tikkun Hazayir. You know, the Velt says over that the idea of Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur is like Purim, and they quote it from Arizal. There's a Tikkun Hazayir. It says that Lasid Lavoi, Yom Kippur is going to be turned into a day of Oinig and Simcha, just like Purim. So there are two Purims in the year. There's the Purim of Purim, and there's the Yom Kippur of Purim. So maybe the homiletically, you could say that the Purim, there's the Bay's Purims are Yom Kippur and Purim. So what element of Simcha and Oinig is there that Yom Kippur deserves, that Purim represents, that's connected to the idea of the poor? Let's try and suggest a pshat. So the Maral touches on this concept that Yom Kippur and Purim are similar. And he says that both days have in common, it's a day of Misa with Nepach Lachai. A person goes into Yom Kippur with Gzeres Misa, and he comes out with Gzeres Chayim. Purim, there's Gzeres Misa. They came out with Gzeres Chayim. Now, the Gaon says that on that pasuk, Hippel Pur Hogarol, right? Says Hippel Pur, that the Haman was Mappel Pur Lahumam Ulaabdam. So he suggests that Lahumam Ulaabdam. So what's Lahumam Ulaabdam? Says that Haman knew that Klai Yisrael has a Kerech of Tefillah, that the Kerech of Tefillah tried to take the Gzeirah and overcome the Gzeirah. There was a Gzeirah against him in Shemayim. So Haman was Moidiyah, the Gaon says, the Cheshbon, how he made the poor. Means he didn't make the poor just Tamah poor, but there was a whole Cheshbon how he made it, to show that in a Shemayim, this was a decision that they're going to be destroyed. And he was hoping that Klal Yisrael would react with this idea, that's it, they give up hope, they'd be Mayayish. If they're Mayayish, they're not going to daven, then he's going to win. So his goal was Lahumam Ula Abdom, by being Mahamim them, by confusing them, and in other words, informing them how much clear that they're going to die. So they are going to be Mayayish. But the pasuk itself has the tiku, right? Why? The Gaon says weiter that the Chazal say that Eliyahu went to Mimar the Ovis and to Moshe to daven, and Moshe asked them, is Gzair betit or bedam? He said the Gzair is betit. Okay, the Gzair is betit, then it's shat to overcome it. Right. So years later, many years later, Chaim Volozhiner was once on Purim, an Ani came to him, you know, they was asked him for tzedakah. Then he says, the Ani said, I want to give you a matana back. He says, where is it Meramez in the Megillah, this idea that the Gezer was betit and not bedam? He says, I don't know. He says, the words la'abdam is loy bedam. That's what's Meramez. See, Chaim Volozhiner liked it very much, and he gave him, you know. Later on, the Chaim was later in that year, he went to visit the Vilna Gaon, he told him Maisa. So the Vilna Gaon says, you know, the one who was informed the first time that it was Loi B'dam was the one who told you that also. It was Eliyahu Novi, was the one who told you this vort of Loi B'dam. It wasn't Stam of vort, it was Merumas B'dafka Mitkila in the. Eliyahu Novi was the one who was writing it. So it wasn't like, you know, Lachra Maisa, this is a vertel, this is Pshat in the Pasuk. So it means in the pasuk lahumam ula abdom, Haman's planning lahamim them and confusing them to be medea them that there's a gzeira. The answer is there, right? Neubei let loy bedam, but it's not bedam. That's not true. Shaif overcome such a gzeira. There's a Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says that the whole story about that Yishayahu Novi comes to Chizkiyahu Melech because he wasn't Isaac Peruvu, he's going to be killed. He's going to die because he's. So he says, I see that there's a. I'm going to have a child who's going to be a Rasha. He says, that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to do the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, okay, so you know what? Give me your daughter and I'll marry. And we'll have a child, and maybe the schus of me and you together will be enough that we should overcome the gezeirah. He says, I'm sorry, it's too late. There's a nevuah that you're going to die. So Chizkiyahu tells Yishayahu, he says, Klach nevoscha b'tzei, take your nevuah and get out of here. He says, I have a messiah from David HaMelech, afilo cherev chad munachas, asher v'ar esalo d'ma yisash v'narachim. Even if the sword is on your neck, so he turns his face on the kir and he davens and he's nitoisiv lo, he gets 15 years. The Gemara just says the story like that, etc. In that story, David HaMelech said, "Filacherev kadam unachlas of Rosh Alodim, Ayisash min arachimim." There's no greater cherev kada than the Nevuah of Yishayahu HaNavi. Person's in this world, he doesn't know what's going on in Shemayim. He doesn't know what the Gzer in Shemayim is. So the Cherev Kadam Menachas Atzavara, it's very possible that the person who's holding the knife will the next moment will have a heart attack and die. Who said the knife is Machayim anything? Right? So why should we Nisbal? That's what David HaMelech said. Chizkiyahu took it to the Madrega that we know what's going on in Shemayim. Yishayahu Novi came and told you that the Gzer Min HaShemayim, you're going to die. Give your last will and testament because you're going to die. The Bershom said it. Not, you know, a human being with a knife on your neck. Kodesh Baruch Hu put his knife on your neck. That's the Kiddush of what the Gemara is saying. The word that says, like, I have to say, you know, that's David HaMelech's pshat. There's a Gzer Min HaShemayim, there's a Klai to be destroyed. The Emchal Mavis Yosem is it? Ayisash on Arachimim. Moshe says Ayisash on Arachimim. There's somebody down below. There's somebody up above. He'll daven down below. I'll daven up above, and we'll overcome the Gzeira. Then it's shy to overcome the Gzeira even at that moment. So a person comes to Yom Kippur, and there's a Gzeira. Right? So you keep saying the Gaon says you keep saying Ksoiv L'Chaim, Ksoiv L'Chaim. He says, what do you mean, Ksav L'chaim? Ksav was a Rosh Hashanah. What's Ksav L'chaim? Well, you keep davening Ksiva, Ksiva, Ksiva. You already have a Ksiva. He says, no, the tefillah is that there was a Ksiva already. The taka was a Ksiva. But through the tshuva, a person tears up that Ksiva and he gets a new Ksiva. So the tefillah of Ksav is that every moment, the fact that even though there was a Gzeir of Nisa, it's not Machayiv that it has to be like that. And that's the final decision of that, the chasima, is in Yom Kippur. So what's the nekudah of loy b'dam, as opposed to tit? Dam is the ma'atmius of the person. The nefesh ha'odim is the dam. When it's gzeir b'dam, we're saying means that intrinsically in the person is intrinsically, there's something wrong with it. He's be'etzim ra, he's be'etzim deserves this punishment. Tit is something which is on the outside. You do rechitza, you wash off the tit. You pour water on it and you dissolve the tit. If a person understands that whatever he's done wrong, whatever problems he has, he can fix, it's not intrinsic in who he is, that's loy b'dam. If a person feels that that's who he is and he's stuck, he cannot change, so that's dam. He's tightening up. That's dama nefesh. The kura of Yom Kippur and the kura of Purim is that you're not bound by everything you've done until now. You're b'chlal not. whatever you were, you were. But that's not mechayev. The next minute, you have to be like that. So a person understands that the ksiva of a moment ago is not mechayev the ksiva of now. The cherev chad and munachas atzvora, the same way it's shayich lahavdil that the person who's holding the knife can drop dead the next moment. His knife doesn't mean anything. The birch of the gzera is also like that. Because the gzera is mitzad al tzavar shel adam. I'm not that same person. So it's not mechayev b'klal that I have to be, that it has to continue. The matter says that the difference between the union of the remnants of the Seirim is that Esha was Ish Sawyer and Yaakov was Ish Cholok. So when they go to the Garin and the wind's blowing and there's all this mites flying out, so the person who's hairy, the animal which is hairy, gets stuck in all of, in every single part of him. He's full of hairs, so all of these flying little particles get stuck in him. The person who's smooth, it gets on his surface, he goes and washes it off, and it comes off. The asiv of the world, Taka, absorbs it in. He can't get rid of it. It gets stuck in him. The ish tam, the ish cholok, he Taka looks very dirty. It's Taka all over him. He goes into a shower and he washes it off. Yom Kippur is the day of Kippurah, which is Lashon of Kippurah. Rashi says the Lashon of washing off. It's a day of washing. So the koyach of Kippur is to wash something off. A person who takes his ruchniyah seriously, that has to be the greatest simcha in the world. That nekuda of I'm not bound by what it was a second ago. See, once spoke about this idea in Rosh Hashanah a few years ago. That if Chaim is given out in parcels, the Chaim of last year is not the Chaim of this year. So then, the way I lived last year is mechalam a Chaim, the way I should live this year. So that's why it's a zman of tshuva, because it's a zman which it's a brand new start. Because you're brand new. You're a newborn child. So I'm not bound by what I was yesterday. It's a new. The Russian gave a new piece of Chaim. So the final scene of Chaim is in Yom Kippur. Klal Yisrael is given a new nesina of Chaim. There was a gzeir against them. They were given a brand new Chaim, a brand new life. But the life before was not good. They married Nashim Nachrius. They settled. They were Miyayish from the Geula. All these different problems. The Nehemi Sudas and Shalach Averish. They Mishtachim and Letzelem. That was them. But when they realized that's not intrinsic to who they are, it's loy bedam. It's just tip which you can wash off. They were given a new chayim. So simultaneously with this recognition that they're not bound by what they were before, is the matana of that they're attacking new. There's no the Ben Yarna when he talks about the nekuda of tshuva, he says that this is I just took a tremendous weight off of your heart when I explained to you that what you were yesterday is not mechayev who you are today. What you were a moment ago, what you were in the last lifetime, is not mechayev who you are tomorrow, right now, from this point onwards. There's no simcha greater than the simcha of knowing that I'm not bound by all of the problems that I've had until now. I'm not bound by all the limitations I had until now. I'm not bound by all of the mistakes that I made. I can change. The Ish Sawyer can't. He is who he is. His chesrenus are his chesrenus. His ra is his ra, and he can't change. There's only one nation which is like that, totally. That's a Moloch. So Moloch has to be eradicated. Whatever that means, there's a shaykh Muslim of a Gera Moloch or not, they don't get into the Rambams. The Shaka Vataria between Haman And Klal Yisrael, this Haman says that I see that you have problems. I see that you have ra. You're mafurid. You've done averus ben on the mokum, and therefore you will be destroyed. And there's examine a shemaim like that, and he says, I got it. I have the solution. I'm going to publicize to the Klal Yisrael the Gezeirah Min HaShemayim, how it came out like that. I mean, the Shemayim is masking to me that you're done. There's no correction for you. Because that's how he sees the world. That's how he thinks. So the poor of Haman is the poor of inevitability, of destruction, of you're bound by something. And you're shackled, and you're male, you're finished. The poor of Klal Yisrael is the poor of every moment is brand new. Klal Yisrael overcomes the years that they have by learning that moment. Recognizing that moment is a whole new haschala. That's the righteous idea. That Haman was very happy it came out to be utter, because he knows that in Nisan, Klal Yisrael was Nigalu in Nisan. So Nisan is this man of Yeshua's for Klal Yisrael, it's this man of Nates for Klal Yisrael, it's this man of haschala chadasha. So that would be a bad time. They're in Nisan. You can't get further away from Nisan, you can't get further away from that reality than utter. But the law is that we have Purim and utter in the year that there's two adores, adorim, right? That it's in the second one. Why the second one? So people assume because the second one is the real utter. That's it's a very interesting shaila. The Gabi person has yahrzeit, and the other person had yahrzeit in a year which was a shana pshuta, and now he comes to the year which is shana muberis. When he keeps which other does he keep it? The yahrzeit in many makaras that the ikra other is the first other, and the second other is the extra one. So why perma dafka in the second one? So Rashi says it's not a kasha because you must mekula the gula. The reason why the second other is permission in the second order is not because the second order sheni is the real other. The real other is adoration. But that's not the nakuda. The nakuda is that masam gula la gula. You connect the gula of Purim to the gula of Pesach. Stam. No. It's not stam. The understanding that whereas for the Umas Olam, time works. You start somewhere and you go and go until you end. And there's an end. So then other is the furthest way in the year. That's the best simon of the end. Moshe Rabbeinu dies in other. For Klal Yisrael, there's no such thing as an end. The further you get away from something, the further you get away from the geula, the more you seem to be losing it, the more that's a motivation to realize, I can't continue like this. So the darkness is the source of the greatest Yeshua. A gzeira of Misa is if it's betit and not bedam, because that's what Klal Yisrael looks at it, is the biggest motivation to say, I have to start over again. I can't continue with such. I get a new chayim. So, the Ayala Sashachar, she's the Seif HaLayla, because the darkness is the greatest motivation, is the greatest source of Yeshua. So, the difference between the Umas Arlam is that there's a beginning and an end. And Klal Yisrael is Nitzchius. There's no such thing as an end. Klal Yisrael is not destroyed. And you see throughout the Megillah that there's this in the Kudah of Mochar. She says, the Mochar Esek Edvar HaMelech. today, it's no good. It's not machai what tomorrow will be. Tomorrow will be different. Shmuel Navi says to Agag, Netzach Yisrael lo yashaker. The Netzach of Klai says lo yashaker. Right now you might be winning. But the reason why you're winning is because you believe there's an end. No. Netzach Yisrael lo yashaker. But there's no thing as an end. The Medrash talks about that there's a bird which lives and it dies and then it's reborn. Because it wasn't Tom from the Eitz Hadas. So it doesn't live forever. It lives and it dies, and then it's reborn out of it. It goes back into becoming an egg, and it's reborn again. That's Netzach. The remnants for that is Yishbois Hamon Mimacharos. The Mon ended Mimacharos. Right? The Maram, Bali Remnants say Yishbois Hamon. Haman was destroyed with the Kayach of Macher. So as long as we understand that what is today is not Messiah, what's tomorrow. We understand that who we are today and all of our chesrenness and all the things we've done wrong and all of the mistakes that we made, it's not Messiah, we have to continue doing them. Mishach Hoshum, he ate garlic, he should eat more garlic, the Mora says. Because you did things wrong, you should keep doing that like that. What heck are they? So Rekiva is called an Ish Kerech, he's called a baldy. So it's a funny Gemara. According to this, it's not out of Rabba. That's the Medrash. That the person is very hairy, everything gets stuck in him. He can't change. The person who's smooth, whatever he had until now, all the dirt which gets, you wash it off, you start over again. Who was one of the biggest mashalim in Klal Yisrael, a person who could start? He, when I was on my Oritz, I said, give me a Talmud Chacham, Ashkenaz Chachamor, I'm going to, Mama, she hated to meet a Chacham. He was an Amoritz Gomer. At the age of 40, he starts and becomes a Rekiva. So he's called the Baldy. Whatever he was until now is Amachai, but he is a Weiter. It's not stuck. You wash it off. So I think the Simcha of Purim is the Simcha that we're given a chance to start over again. Simcha of Purim, that Pashat, there was Misa. So it means whatever you were until now died. That part of you, you left behind. It's a brand new Haskalah. A brand new Haskalah is a Zman of Tshuva. A brand new Haskalah is a Zman of redefining yourself. And we've seen time and time again that, you know, that a person comes to his service on Purim, that I don't want to continue the way I was. I'm not happy with what I was. Right? So sometimes you sort of suppress it. You get, you know, you sort of don't think about it. And Purim, the lack of das, of control, which comes with Nichlas Yayim, forces the person to look at, you know, that's not acceptable. I'm not happy with that. But what you have to know is that that's not machai, that you have to continue like that. Good. So you're not acceptable. You're right. Exactly. Kaisa wasn't acceptable what they did. So what they do, they did tshuva. They changed. Klal Yisrael has the ability to change. The simple Purim is the ability to change. The simple Purim is we're guaranteed that we have the ability to become something different and not be bound by what we were before. And that's the simcha of Yom Kippur. It says that simcha for a person understands that's more valuable than life. The life is a hechatimsa to be who you're supposed to become. So you're given a new life. A new lease on life. You're given a new life. What do you do with it? That's the greatest simcha. So the Zohar is saying that Lasid Lavoi, the Yom Kippur is going to be a day of a simcha just like Purim. Because Yom Kippur is a day which we're going to be able to recognize that we're given Chayim. We recognize that it's not bound to who we are. That any moment you can change the Ksiva to something else. And what the decision of the gzeir against you of Misa is not Machai of the next moment. Uksav l'chaim tovim et shayach, that you could be get a kesiva of chaim lamrus what it was a moment ago. And whatever it was until now is just tits, which can be washed off. It can be just a lotion of rechitza of kapara. It's not Machai of that you have to continue like that. It's loy bedam. And that which the Umas Arlam see as being intrinsic in the person, and that you're stuck with it, is not true. And they are taka, each Sawyer, that a taka gets stuck in them. Noach Ish Cholok, that's not intrinsic in the nature of Klal Yisrael, in the Nefesh Yisrael, is not like that. Just like in Purim, we come to that recognition with such a clarity, Yom Kippur is going to be like that as well, the Zohar says. That we'll have such a clarity that it's going to be a zman of Oynig V'simcha. Mrs. Mattel's lost his love. But the Milos Yom Kippur, the Kayach of Yom Kippur, is not going to end. There's a Medrash which says that the Baruch Hu wanted to give Yomim Tovim every month of the summer. That because of the Chatoim they did, they lost the Yomim Tovim of Tammuz, Av, and Elul. And they were given back to Klal Yisrael during Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. Tishrei deserves its own Yom Tov, Shmini Atzeres. Rosh Hashanah, Moshe Rabbeinu come down from the Har Sinai with the Luchos. That's Rosh Hashanah. They're going to go in Eretz Yisrael. They're about to go in Eretz Yisrael. That's Yom Kippur. It was going to be a moment of mamish, a brand new Haskalah. There's a Torah, there's Eretz Yisrael. This would have been the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The matter is the same. But we were chaytei, so we ended up with not a Rosh Hashanah. It was a chet ha'egel, and then there was a chet ha'meraglim, and there's not a Yom Kippur. But it could have been a zaman of a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You enter there, it's a soul. You're entering into the makom where the Russians' bias is. We're coming home. It was the day to come home. Yom Kippur is the day which you push it, you come home into the Russians' bias. So Purim is the day that we come home. Klaisel wandered very, very far. We got very lost. And the day we come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Wherever we went, we come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We recommit, reconnect. With that life is left behind us. Whatever that was, we don't want it anymore. It's loy bedam, that's betit. We wash ourselves off, we walk over the doorstep, we clean ourselves off, and we come back home. So the Simcha Purim is the posture we came home. We came back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a tremendous Simcha. There's no Simcha like it. It's Adlo Yoda, you can't describe it. Describe the excitement of a Chassan Kala walking into their house for the first time. It's an extraordinary simcha. You can't describe that. That's the Lo Yoda. That we're so excited, Pasha, we have no way to express it. We have no way to find words to express that feeling of excitement, of contentment, of joy, of happiness, of bliss. That we're the Am Hashem. The Bereshit never allowed us to become, that should become intrinsic who we are. The Bereshit gave us an issue, he said, Israel, which it doesn't get bound in who we are. And we can recreate ourselves, redefine ourselves, reconnect, and recommit. Mm-hmm.